Yulata let it now shura soak even in hot water, abi it's not on top of the fire. It's in the kli rishon it's mutter. Something that was cooked before Shabbos, Yulata let it soak now in the kli rishon, providing it's not putting on top of the fire. Rashi kol shabo b'chamim means kol meluach, any salted thing. Shabo b'chamim erev Shabbos, you already soaked it before Shabbos. Choyzgrin v'sharon oisim b'chamim Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it again on Shabbos. Vein b'mishum tikkun, there's no, you're not being mistaken this salty thing. Sharei mistaken kvar, was already cooked from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to bring it now on Shabbos, put it into a klirishon. B'Shabbos, v'chol shaloi bo b'chamim mufnei Shabbos, anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, is alocha madichin oisoy. Madichin oisoy is a shayla poshtim, means you're allowed to pour hot water over it. So it's a shayla if you owed irur from a kli rishon. It's also, that means you're not allowed to pour hot water out of it from the chaynik onto something that wasn't cooked. That's also, and we hold like that, so here it has to be from a kli shayni. If you take, you pour it into a glass. Now in a kli shayni, you're allowed to pour it on top of something else. It's irur from a kli shayni, and blad like a kli shlishi, there's no bishla at all. So madichin oisam mecham shabbos. You're allowed to pour hot water from a kli sheni on top of it. Chutz min amaliach, a chutz from something that's salty. Min amaliach yoshen, something old, an old salty fish. V'kulayis hospanim, also a salted fish. Here you're not allowed to even pour hot water over it from a kli sheni. Why? L'chura kli sheni is not mevashon. Shad choson zui gemar malachim shmamini. Because this shmamina. Because this salted fish, all it needs to be edible is just to pour hot water over it, even from a kli sheni. So you see, since normally kli sheni is not mevashon, because it doesn't make it edible. But here, this salted fish, all it needs is just hot water from a kli sheni over it. That's the derech bishul, yichai for that. So what did our egg also? Even though you're only putting the egg near the hot water chaynik, but since the mitzvah, this egg is becoming edible through this cooking, it's also awesome at the raisa. Trashi. Chutz midag meluach yoshin, an old fish, or kolayis hospanim, dag shekurim tanina, type of a fish. Shad choson zel gemar melochtan. Now, me the korolei gemar melachta, since it says just soaking this fish, and a kli sheni, the gemar melochon, shema mina zel bishul of a chayim. That's called as bishul of a Shabbos, and it's like a chayim of the raisa. That's all you need. Right. The vloyat kiyenu besudrin. The Mishnah also says now this egg, you're not allowed to crack the egg on a hot or a handkerchief that was heated from the sun on Shabbos, because the handkerchief is going to cook the egg. And the race said it's mutter. Fred is up tomorrow. Behold, it's not. That's what we learn. Noisnin tav shlotei chabor. Vishvil shei shomer. You'll have to put like a hot shalom pot inside a bor, inside a hole. Today it should keep the heat there. Via samayim hayofim beroim. You can put good water into bad water. Vishvil shei tzanamil. You have hot water, you want it to cool off. You can put it into cold water to cool off. Via tatsoni, and you'll have to put cold water, the chama, in the sun. Vishvil shei chomer. You'll have to take a cold glass of water and leave it in the sun. Today the sun should heat it up. Is the churas faket from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't leave the egg in the handkerchief that was heated up from the sun. So you see, since it's being cooked through the sun, it's also awesome. And here it says you're allowed to leave hot water in the sun. So you're allowed to leave cold water in the sun. Is the churu leimer Rabbi Yosi of Leir Abon. The churu, this brice only goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah says you're allowed to cook the egg in a hot handkerchief. But see, also from the sun, you're allowed to cook. But Leir Abon, not according to Rabbi Abon. So the Gemara knows, you say this all like this. Omer Rav Nachman, the chama, if you want to cook something on Shabbos with the sun, the kuliyam le pligi dishori, everybody's mutter. You're allowed to take something on top of your roof, even though you have a nice hot sun baking down, and cook the egg on Shabbos, whatever you want, you're allowed to do in the sun. The sun is not a derech dishol, there's no istim diraisa. Rashi says, the chama, the shemesh dishori, the ain derech bishul vekach, Rashi says, the yisoid here. It's not a derech to cook with the sun. The chama biyola michlefo. I'm with the Rabbonin. Nobody makes this mistake between fire and sun. Everybody knows sun is sun, so the Rabbonin didn't make it zero. Since the time from this, when Moshe says, Aloha, the Shalom, if you're allowed to use a microwave oven on Shabbos, is that called Bishl or not? Because a microwave oven, the Emerson doesn't get hot. You put your hand inside, there's no heat there. So maybe it's mutter. Because Manaik from this Rashi, the only reason why Cham is mutter, because it's not a derech Bishl. But anything that's a derech Bishl is also to do, that'll be, it's a Bishl. So now a microwave oven, since it's a derech to cook that way, even though it doesn't get it hot, but still that's the derech bishul, it's also to do it on Shabbos. So, Kitzur, to cook in the sun itself, everybody's maskim, it's mutter. So, now that less price to leave the hot water, leave the cold water in the sun, everybody holds it's mutter. The chamakun lo pligi dishori. Now, the toldus or something that got heated up from the or, that means a pot that was on top of the fire. And now you took the pot off the fire, is kuli amalei pligi the yasser. Everybody holds that's yasser, that's our Mishnah. You can't put the egg near the mechum, near the hot shinik that was heated up from or, that's yasser, that's derech Mishnah's yasser. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes in the Mishnah, betoldu sachama, a handkerchief that got heated up from the sun. So, Ramasova, Gazrinon, why did Rabbanon say it's also in the Mishnah? Why can't you put this egg in this hot handkerchief? Are you allowed to put the egg in the sun itself? So what's wrong with the handkerchief that got heated up from the sun? It's vital, not worse than the sun itself. The territory is only awesome with the Rabbanon Exerim. The Rabbanon say, Gazrinon told us, Achamo also told us all. Once you're allowed to cook the egg in a handkerchief that are heated up from the sun, people think, who would then you can cook the egg in a hot shinik? That the shinik got heated up from the ore, and that's awesome in the raisa. Since it got heated up from the ore, told us ore is awesome in the raisa. Only told us a chamer is mutter. So the Rabbanan said it's exerim. If you come to use a told us something that was heated from the sun, you come who then you can heat up something heated from an ore. Well, Masav Rabbi Yosi says like that's reading, he doesn't make this exerim. A told us a chamer is also mutter, and a chamer is also mutter. The Mela smokes Thira, this braisa. That's what the bright says, you cook the cold water in the sun, that goes according to everybody. See, it's a little bit vital. It says also in the Mishnah, you can't make hatmana. You can't put the egg inside the hot chol, the hot sand. So the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Yosi say it's also here also? L'chura, the reason why they're born after this, the hot sand, either the hot sand is only heated from the sun, it should be mutter. Teretz is the gzera. It's a told the chama, also a told us or. And Rabbi Yosi says it's mutter. So why isn't Rabbi Yosi being zechir? Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, no, here Rabbi Yosi is moida. You're not allowed to put the egg inside hot sand. Gozru sheme yatum remes. Since you make a type of hatmona, like sticking it inside the hot sand, it's doima tatmona. We're afraid as if you wrap around the egg now with a hot coal. And that's osur. So what then to put it in the sand is worse. Rabbi Yosi form of nation, mazes of him koimu. It's a shayla for muksa. Since you want to stick the egg inside the sand, and the sand is muksa, so that's why he's masking it's osur. It's only in the ratio to put the egg in the handkerchief. It's not muksa there. There's no shalaf on atmon of remes there. There is matem. But here you have these two gzeres. For the more maid v'naya, what's an afkamina, whether choshe mishum muksa, you're moving the sand, or mishum shamiyat remes, egibanaya ofet ichuach. If the sand is very, very soft, mamish a soft sand. There's no metalton. You're not going to move the sand like the egg falls into the sand by itself. It looks like you're wrapping around in a coal. Well, that's an issak or shema yachti. You'll hit the coal to make it burn better. There is exeru. The more mates me. If shema galilema megalgalin beitza agabe gag roseich. The Shulah says, Megalglin Beitzi, you're allowed to roll the egg, Agabe Gagrasech, on top of your roof. As long as burning hot from the sun, you're allowed to roll the egg, you have to cook the egg on Shabbos. We ain't Megalglin Beitzam, Agabe Sidrasech. But on top of a hot loin, then you can't let it roast on Shabbos. Is Vishlay Malamandi Yom? You hold Naflamatel Samaralef by the two dots halfway down, lift Menel Bechoil. And cook it like in the choil, in the hot sand. That Tanakama said it's also. And Rabbi Yosi was, no. Yeah, the machlokes in the Mishnah was by Esudrin. If you put it into a handkerchief, a hot handkerchief, that the Tanakama said it's also, and Rabbi Yosi said it's mutter. Here, with menu b'chol, everybody holds it's also. You're not allowed to put it into the choil, you can't put it into the sand. That everybody holds it's also. V'lo yat menu b'chol, for at the Gemara of Alif Lugnami Rabbi Yosi b'chol, how come Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue here also? To put the raw egg, into hot sand. The Mishnah says it's also. The Shalom, why doesn't Rabbi Yosi argue, just like Rabbi Yosi says, you're allowed to put it into a hot handkerchief? And we said the svar is because cooking in the sun, everybody holds a smuta. And Machlokes was told us hachama. Something that got heated up from the sun. Is there a gzera or not? Rabbi Yosi says there's no gzera. Therefore, the hot handkerchief that got heated up from the sun, you're allowed to cook with. Who are the lechura hot sand should also be allowed to cook. That's the question. Why does Rabbi Yosi say here it's also to cook in the hot sand? So the Gemara, Rabba Omag Zera Shemiyatnav Remes. Here it's worse. If you put the egg inside the hot sand, it's exeri like making hot tamana, you're like covering up the egg all over. So it's exeri, and since the sand is moist of heaven, it makes it hotter and hotter. You have the regular exeri, you can't be matan with dover moist of heaven, because maybe you put a remet, you put a coal there, and we're afraid you'll hit the coal on Shabbos. So that's why here he asks, mashenkin in a handkerchief, in a cloth, you wouldn't put a remet, a hot coal, because the coal will burn up the cloth. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is matan the Mishnah allowed to cook in a hot handkerchief that's heated from the sun. There's no gzera of hatmona. Mashenkin here in the sand, it looks like hatmona. Here is my dutzosa. Rabbi Yossi formam of desha mezes ofim im koimli. A new gzera. We're holding with sand, so Rashi learns when you put the egg in the sand, you're moving the sand on the side, and you're making a guma. So Rashi learns in this house, also guma. You're making a hole. So Rashi, Shema Yoz's offer, Shema lo yehesham chil ochr, the stand won't be set aside, l'chol hatzarech, enough to put the egg inside it, v'yosu lazuzay offer hadovik, you come to separate the dirt that's stuck together, v'evi chayfa gumma, as if you're making a hole right now. As I learned Rashi, Toys learns there's no chayfa gumma here, sansuich lagufon, Toys learns pochidas muksa. We're afraid when you put the egg inside the sand, you have to move the sand on the side to be metal to muksa. So that's why in the sand of Yesi is moed utzosan. Mashenkin before by a handkerchief, there's no muksa involved there. So there you're allowed to put the egg in the handkerchief. But the more my benai, what's not mean these two tamin, where the Yesi is moed by the sand, either because the gzerisha miyakim beremis, or else he's moed because it's mezes ofem, a gibenai wafatichuach. If the earth is like a sand, that's very easy for the egg to go inside. So mishmeiz is to move the dirt on the side. You don't have to. You put the egg in this sand and it falls in by itself. Mashenkin al shemiyat meremis, that will still be the gzera. It still looks like the egg is covered up with the sand. You still have the gzera. Maybe you'll be matnim with a real coal, and then there's the gzera, you'll come to hit the coal. Trash yofet yichuach klema. So Rashi Shita is that of by mazes means you're making a hole. Here, since it's very soft ground, the lekla measures the mazes. You don't have to be chesed, you're going to make a hole yourself. Because right to the egg just goes in by itself. So that's an askamino. What's the reason why Rabbi Yossi holds this usher even in the sand? So the more mazes. You have Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Megalgalin beitzo agave gagroseich. You'll add a roll, a raw egg, on top of a roof that's heated up from the sun. But he can't roll the egg on top of sid, hot lime, and as far as poshid, because lime got heated up from ore, from fire. So told us, or according to everybody's osa, Mashenkin, the roof that got heated up from the sun, told us achamr is mutter. This is according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that told us achamr is mutter. So, but the strand is why there's more bishleim laman diyom exerish yapim remits. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to put the egg in the sand. So how come with the sand that's also on top of the roof, it's mutter? So if the reason why the sand is also, because it looks like hatmono, you're wrapping the egg around in the sand, it's good. On the roof, you don't have that much sand there, so there's no yatim remes, it doesn't look like hatmono. You're just rolling the egg on top of the roof, so there's no gzeri yatim remes. It's told the sachamah, Rabbi Yossi holds, told the sachamah is mutter. Lekel amigzim. That says the reason why you can't put the egg in the sand according to Rabbi Yossi, the way Tosfos learns, because you have to move muksum, you have to move the dirt on the side, is the chur ligzer, his avaminer is on top of the roof, kafat, there's some sand, there's something there. So when you roll the egg on top of the roof, you're also moving the sand. So that's the main thing there, maybe you're going to move muksum. The Terence says, no, stam gag less for yofer. A stam roof doesn't have any yofer. So there's no gzera shem, you move the muksa. So what's the only thing that's wrong? That the egg is being cooked from the hot roof that was heated up from the sun. That's called tolda sachama. That according to Rabbi Yossi, that's mutter. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Mishnah. If you have a handkerchief that was heated up from the sun, you're allowed to wrap an egg inside the handkerchief now. Because it's cooking on Shabbos, but it's only tolda sachama that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So it would be good. So the Torah says this goes going to everybody. On top of the roof, there's no gzera shemiyat and remit, and there's no gzera you move the offer. Therefore, the Poshah told us acham that's mutter contribution. Toshma, bring another raya. The Mishnah says ma'ase she'osu anshei Tveria. The anshei Tveria did a ma'ase. Ve'viu silon shel tzoyin. They brought a pipe of cold water coming through it. Le'toich omo shel chamin. They had the chamei tveria, the hot wells of tveria. So they put this cold pipe of water to go through the hot water, and the hot water heated up the cold water throughout Shabbos. And the Mishnah said it's awesome. So bishleim l'man diyom gzeres shemi yatmim beremitz. If you hold that the reason why it's awesome, because the yatmim beremitz has atzmona, that's where Rabbi Yosi is moide. Even the chodun sand, you can't put the egg. Is haino the damel atzmona. Here also the same thing. You're putting these cold holes of water through the chametzray, it looks like it's atmana. You're like hiding the holes into the chametzray, it's at bematatmana, that's why it's awesome. And what the Havaminer is that chametzray was heated up through the sun. It's only told us the chama. So the shvaket is, why is it awesome in the Mishnah Kuran Trev Yasi? It should be mutter. Chametzray was only heated up from the sun, so you should be allowed to put cold water into the chametzray. It's only told us the chama. The teretz is, because it's yatmim meremet. Anything that looks like hatzmona, they're bona made gzeres. So that's good. Elo l'man diyom lefnei shemeid is ofim koimoi. But the one that says no, the only reason why Rabbi Yosi asked is to put it into sand. Because you'd be metal to muksa, or else the Rashi learns you're making a guma, you're making a hole. Ma'ik l'meima. Here, when you put these holes of cold water to go through the chametzray, there's no muksa involved. There's no meizes of, you're not making any guma. So why does Rabbi Yosi hold this mutter? The Chur Chametzray, you should be mutter according to Rabbi Yosi. It's the Kashan, this man the Yom that says the only reason why he's Maida by sand is because sand is Muksa. The Chur here, there's no sand, so why is he hold this mutter? And the Gemara, Misavrit Maisa Tveria. Asayfa Koyi, who says the Mishnah brings down the Maisa Tveria to bring a riot to the Sefer to say that Bale told us, like the Chol is also current to everybody. That's the same reason why Chametzray is also current to everybody. No, Aresha Koyi. I'll say it's going according to Aresha. It has nothing to do with the Sefer. It's not a Shiloh of Chamed, of told us Hachama. It has to do with Aresha. So Drashi Aresha Koi a Pluktam v'Rabbonin he goes in Chaim is told the Machlekes it goes according to Rabbonin the Amri law that they say it's awesome. Avol Rabbi Yosi Kai Gavda leMisaser El Mishum Dahani told us Arninu. I'll tell you what that the Aresha goes that Chametzray is talking about the Aresha Aresha Koi the what the Mishnah says in the Aresha Lo Yafkiyenu B'Sudrin it says you're not allowed to put the egg even in a hot handkerchief. And that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosi Matar. Rabbi Yosi was Matar. Because Rabbi Yosi holds, told us the Chamer is Mutar. Now, Avochi Komol Rabbon Rabbi Yosi. When the Mishnah brought down the Mai Sanche Tveria, it was the Rabbonin like a bringing a riot to themselves and asking the question, you Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbonin are saying, Ha Maisa the Yanche Tveria, does Maisa of the Yanche Tveria, that they put the cold pipe of water through the hot springs of Tveria, they told us Chamu. It's the Havaminer is, it's only heated up. Chametzray from the sun, the Yasrulhu, and still the Rabbanon, and still the Rabbanon said it's also. So who it's a riot to Rabbanon Shita that told us the chamer is also to cook in. Who then you're not allowed to put an egg then in a heated up handkerchief, even though the handkerchief was only heated up from the sun. But since it's a told us hachamer, it's the Gzeira Otto told us or they won't know the difference whether it's heated up from the sun or heated up from the or. So you see, told us hachamer is also. Hey, this is the Rabbanon's riot for themselves, not like Rabbi Yosi. What does Rabbi Yosi do with this? Oh, Malahu, Dr. Rabbi Yosi Tzurig, how who told us or who? He can't bring any rayam from Chametzraya. Rabbi Yosi says, I'm also asking Chametzraya also to cook up with on Shabbos. Why? Because it's called told us or. You know how Chametzraya gets his heat? From fire. Which fire? The Chalfi Apischid Gehenim. It goes over the Pesach of Gehenim. It's underneath Chametzraya as where Gehenim is. But the Ramban brings down there's a Gehenim on this world and a Gehenim in Shemayim. That's two Gehenims. So the Gehenim on this world is underneath Chametzraya. So the heat the Chametzraya gets is from Toldos Orem. So even Rabbi Yosi is made about us also to cook, to use the Chametzraya to cook with on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi is only Mater and Toldos Chama. If the handkerchief got heated up from the sun, that you're allowed to cook in on Shabbos. Because just like you're allowed to cook in the sun, you could also cook in Toldos Chama. But Chametzray is like Rabbi Yosi, heated up from Pisrei to Gehenim, Havad with Sasa Koin to everybody. Can't bring me any Raya. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizda. But Rav Chizda, Mimaisa, Shosu, Anshe,